开头的时候，请弟兄姊妹和我一同来读一些圣经。
To begin the sharing, may brothers and sisters join me in reading some scripture.
请弟兄姊妹打开新约圣经。
May brothers and sisters turn to the New Testament to Colossians.
哥罗西书第四章第十二节。
Colossians chapter 4, verse 12.
由你们那里的人做基督耶稣仆人的以巴弗问你们安，他在祷告之间常为你们竭力的祈求，愿你们在神一切的旨意上得以完全，信心充足，能站立得稳。
Epaphras, who is one of your number, a bondslave of Jesus Christ, sends you his greetings, always laboring earnestly for you in his prayers, that you may stand perfect and fully assured in all the will of God. Now Galatians, chapter 5, verse 1. It was for freedom that Christ set us free. Therefore, keep standing firm and do not be subject again to a yoke of slavery. Philippians chapter 4, verse 1. Therefore, my beloved brethren, whom I long to see, my joy and crown, in this way stand firm in the Lord, my beloved. Ephesians chapter 6, we'll read from verses 10 to 14.
我还有末了的话，你们要靠着主，依赖他的大能大力，做刚强的人，要穿戴神所赐的全副军装，就能抵挡魔鬼的诡计。因为我们并不是与属血气的征战，乃是与那些执政的、掌权的、管辖的幽暗世界的，以及天空属灵气的恶魔征战。所以要拿起神所赐的全副军装，好在磨难的日子抵挡仇敌，并且成就了一切还能站立得住。所以要站稳了，用真理当作带子束腰，用公义当作护心镜遮胸。
Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the full armor of God, so that you will be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the full armor of God, so that you will be able to resist in the evil day, and having done everything, to stand firm. Stand firm, therefore, having girded your loins with truth, and having put on a breastplate of righteousness.
好，弟兄姊妹已经知道啊，这一次我的负担呢，是和弟兄姊妹有一些的劝勉。
So brothers and sisters are aware that I have a burden this time to share to encourage you all.
因为我们已经来到了一个非常的时代。
Because we have come to a particular time.
这是一个危险的时代。
And this is a very dangerous time.
所以主的话劝勉我们要站立得稳。
So God's word, his word says to stand firm.
我想如果根据启示录的这个启示的话。
And if we are to act according to Revelation,
而我们现实的环境所看见所经历的这一切。
And tie that to what we are actually seeing in our current environment.
我们很可能 进入一个更大的风暴。
It seems that we will enter even into a greater turmoil.
这是全世界的人类都要进入。
And this is something that the whole world will enter into.
当然，地上的教会也不能避免。
And of course, the church on earth cannot avoid this.
所以在这个大的风暴里面。
And so in this great storm,
要能站稳了脚步非常的重要。
To be able to stand firm on our feet is very important.
我昨天已经和弟兄姊妹讲到。
And yesterday, I spoke to brothers and sisters.
在启示录里面主说我是阿尔法我是欧米伽。
That in Revelation, the Lord refers to himself as the Alpha and Omega.
因为我们的主知道整个教会的历史开头和末了是最艰难的时候。
Because the Lord knows that the beginning and ending period of the church is the most critical.
这是两个最危险的时代。
And these two periods are the most dangerous.
一个呢是教会刚刚开始在地上被建立的时候。
And the first is when the church is just being built on this earth.
那么仇敌是要尽全力把它扑灭。
And the enemy will do whatever it takes to destroy this.
另外一个呢就是末了的时代。
And the other period is the end times.
因为神的教会在地上要在神的旨意中间能够达到完全。
Because the Lord's church will accomplish the will of God. And so this period is also when the enemy will muster all his strength to oppose this. And so there will be many difficulties and trials during this period. So we thank our Lord.
他说我是阿尔法我是 Omega.
He says, I am the Alpha and the Omega.
所以在这两个时代的里面我们知道主特别要用力量保护他自己的儿女。
So we know that during these two periods that the Lord will use his power to protect his children.
所以对我们来讲
So to us,
我们要能经得起考验。
We need to stand up to this test.
我们要在这个风暴里面能够站立得稳。
We need to be able to stand firm in the storm.
当然，弟兄姊妹，我们晓得圣经已经明显地告诉我们。
And brothers and sisters are also aware that the Bible tells us.
如果好好地读启示录的话。
If we carefully read through Revelation.
我们能看见末后时代的灾难非常可怕。
We see how terrifying the disasters during the end times will be.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
在这个风暴之后。
That after this storm has passed.
将有一个极大的荣耀要显在宇宙当中。
There will be this great glory being manifested in the universe.
因为我们的圣经预言讲到我们的主要回来。
And because the word prophesies that our Lord will return.
天国要降临。
And the kingdom will come.
所以弟兄姊妹，这都是圣经里面非常清楚的话告诉我们的。
So brothers and sisters, these are all very clear words in the Bible.
所以今天我们在地上最重要的一件事情。
So today, the most important thing to us.
就是我们如何能靠主站立得稳。
Is how, through reliance on the Lord, to stand firm.
因为这次我们有两堂的聚会啊。
And this time we have two sharings.
昨天呢，我已经讲到了，我们要在真道上站立得稳。
And yesterday I shared that we need to stand firm in the faith.
那么今天晚上呢，我们要讲到在神的旨意上要站立得稳。
And today we will share on standing firm in the will of God.
我们能感觉到使徒保罗在初期的教会里。
And we see that Paul during the early stages of the church.
他是多么关心那些刚刚被建立起来的教会。
How he greatly cared for the churches that were just being established.
他心中渴望他们在这个大艰难的时代中能够为主站稳的。
And in his heart, he yearned that these churches may stand firm in the Lord. And so yesterday we mentioned how Paul mentioned to various churches to stand firm. And we know that these words are to encourage not only the early churches, but it is also a great reminder to us today. So may our Lord enable us to be able to stand firm in the truth. To stand firm in the faith and to stand firm in the will of God. We know that God created this universe for His glorious purpose. And this is His will that was established before creation. And we know that this is also what the enemy seeks to oppose. And so in this world, there are so many difficulties. And we know that in the will of God, the church is the most important work on this earth. And after we have been saved by grace, we have been placed into the church. And the church is to be established to be this home, to be the body of Christ. And it's to be the bride of the Lamb. So we know how important the church is to God. And so the enemy, every opposition work he performs is against the church. Because he knows that if he breaks the church, then the will of God will be obstructed. And so as Christians, we need to understand this thing. The church is the greatest spiritual battlefield. Of course, Satan also seeks to obstruct each of us individually. But his greatest desire is to destroy the church. Because he knows that God established the church for his glorious purpose. Because through the church, God wants to exemplify Christ. And so this is the thing that God wants to acquire. Of course, each individual testimony of brothers and sisters is very important. But God seeks for a corporate testimony. So the church is the greatest vessel for God's testimony to be shown. And this is something that the enemy seeks to destroy. And because of this warfare, there are many difficulties on this earth. And the church will also go through much trial. And the end times, Satan will use all of his strength to do this work.
所以因此启示录告诉我们，这个天地都要震动啊。
And that's why Revelation tells us that the heaven and earth will shake.
所以一个大的风暴将要出现在这个宇宙中。
And there will be this great storm in this wilderness, in this universe.
弟兄姊妹们，我们靠着主的恩典，在这个风暴中能够站立得稳。
So brothers and sisters, by His grace, we need to stand firm in the middle of the storm.
我们也很清楚，今天呢，基督的见证啊，是神对地上众教会的一个托付。
And we know that today God has already given to us this testimony of Christ.
我们为什么在一起聚会呢？
Why do we gather together?
为什么在一起侍奉呢？
Why do we serve together?
那个最主要的目的是见证基督。
Because the primary purpose is to testify of Christ. So we often say that the church is not some religious organization. It's not just to act outwardly for people to see. It's not to just participate in some religious events. The church is to testify of Christ. This is something that every brother and sister should be very familiar with. The Lord gathered us together in order to be this testimony for Christ. So in this world, in this age of darkness, in this great storm, we need to stand firm in the Lord. And this is the greatest test for all the churches today. So I think I need to take a couple of minutes to once again share on what is the will of God. We know that before creation, God has already established His will. And so this will is regarded as the eternal purpose. Because it will for sure not change. Because this is the plan that God made with all His wisdom. And so there's no blemish about it. And there's nothing that needs to be changed. So as generation after generation passes, we see that the will of God does not change. Our surroundings may change, our events may change, but God does not change. He'll never compromise His plan. And He will also not correct His plan. And so God does not need to reform His own will. It's not elastic or flexible.
Yeah.
And so His will is very firm, it does not change. Because this is God's plan as a result of His wisdom. So age after age passes by. The will of God revealed is always the same. And so there's another thing that we need to be very alert about. We know that our God is a compassionate God. But when it comes to His will, He's a great and fearful God. And Nehemiah loved to pray the saying, great and terrifying. Because when it comes to God's will, He is very strict about it. So for us Christians, we need to learn the meaning of this. And even though our lives are full of weakness and we stumble, our Lord is compassionate about such things. But if we go against His will, God will show no mercy and will not forgive. So we see in the Old Testament, when Moses was called to go up Mount Sinai, why did the Bible describe such a scene as so terrifying? If you look at Exodus chapter
19,
verse 16, we see that there was thunder and lightning flashes and a thick cloud upon the mountain and a loud trumpet sound. And verse 18 says that Mount Sinai was all in smoke because the Lord descended upon it in a fire, and the whole mountain quaked violently. So how terrifying is this image? Because God on a mountain will reveal His will. So brothers and sisters, we need to be very careful that when it comes to the matters of the will of God, we need to have a fearful heart. And we know that the Lord established His church. And as we serve in the church, we need to be very alert and careful. Brothers and sisters, this is what is precious to the Lord. Because the Lord paid a great price for His church. He gave up His life, shed His blood, endured ridicule and shame. And so when it comes to the matters of the church, we need to be very careful. And so when we touch upon the matters of God's will, it is very dear to His heart. So when the Lord came to this earth to accomplish His Father's will, what a great price that was paid. And so today, as we are members of the church and serving, let the image of Christ crucified always be ahead of us. And so we will not be lackadaisical. So brothers and sisters, this is a very critical thing. After I was called to serve at the age of 20-something,
前面的弟兄们把神旨意的事交通，那么讲解让我们能明白。
The brothers before me had preached and shared upon the will of God to explain it to me.
从这个时候开始起，我就知道教会是多么重要的一件事情。
And so from then on, I knew how important the church was.
那我也知道主呼召我出来与他同工，就为了建立教会。
And the Lord had called me to co-work with him to build up the church.
所以在教会之外，任何其他事情我都没有兴趣。
So outside of the church, nothing else interests me.
那些事我也不敢碰。
And I don't dare to touch those other things as well.
所以我们不仅不能得罪主。
So not only should we not go against the Lord,
我们也不能得罪主的旨意。
We also cannot go back on His will.
那今天在教会里，任何一个人都不可以随便。
And so today in a church, we cannot be lackadaisical.
所以求主常常借着永远的灵把我们带到加略山。
Because God's eternal spirit has brought us before Him.
让我们能看见主耶稣钉十字架的所付上代价的内部的景象。
And has brought us to see the image of this great price cross has paid on a cross.
因为我们今天碰到神的旨意。
And so today, as we touch on the will of God,
我们需要非常的谨慎。
We need to be very, very meticulous.
弟兄姊妹们，感谢神。
So brothers and sisters, we thank God.
时代可以改变。
That even though the age may change,
但是呢，一个时代一个时代过来之后，神就是借着异象，把他的心意启示在人的中间。
But even age after age, God has given us His vision regarding His will.
但是我想，这个意象就是把人带到起初去了。
And His vision is to bring us to the beginning.
所以世世代代的人都应当回到神原初的心意里面。
So generation after generation, we need to go back to God's original purpose.
我们这两千年教会的历史告诉我们。
And the 2,000-year-old church history tells us the church on earth, because of man's influence, has undergone many changes. And man's heart has brought in many wrong things and has changed the complexion of the church. But today we serve God. We need to act according to His original purpose. So we need to have vision. Because brothers and sisters, only through this vision can we return to His original purpose. Because that vision is our compass today. Because if you read the word carefully, because we see that from the Old Testament to the New Testament, every time this vision is revealed, it is judgment against the enemy.
So today, 我们知道地上的光景的这个混乱呢，是仇敌要制造很多的错误。
So we know that today's turmoil is a result of the enemy wanting to create wrong things.
他就是要影响教会。
He wants to influence the church.
所以我们只有在神的启示中，能够回到神原初的心意里面。
So by the revelation of God, we need to go back to the beginning.
结果我们看见在教会历史里面
But then we see throughout church history
那些眼睛得开能看见神原初旨意的人在他们的时代里面都要付很大的代价
Those who were able to open their eyes and see the original purpose of God each of these people paid a great price
我想我没有时间去讲这些教会历史
So I don't think I have time to go through specifically church history
你就看见这些弟兄们 为着要回到神的心意的里面，付上何等重大的代价。
But we see that these brethren who wants to go back to the original purpose, what a great price they paid.
而今天呢，至少弟兄姊妹们，我们需要明白神的旨意啊，能够站立得稳。
And so today, brothers and sisters, we need to understand the will of God in order to stand firm.
经得起环境的冲击。
That we can withstand the conditions of our environment.
经得起冲击所兴起那很多错误事情的这个冲击。
That we can withstand all the deceptive and wrong things the enemy throws at us.
所以要在神的旨意上站立得稳，这也是非常重要的一件事情。
And so it is so imperative to be able to stand firm in the will of God. We see this in the New Testament. That this word is what Paul shared with the Colossians. And we see that this is originally the prayer of Epaphras.
当我们读哥罗西书的时候
，and when we read Colossians，
我们看见，那么到底哥罗西受到了什么样的冲击呢
？What has the Colossae been shaken by？
什么东西能够动摇哥罗西的教会呢
？What has shaken the churches at Colossae？
那么我们仔细的读，我们就发现。当时在哥罗西的教会里环境的里面充斥着许多的异端。
And we see that there has been many false teaching in the Colossian church.
那么其实呢，这许多的事情呢，把它总归起来的话呢，就是一个宗教的行为。
And if we summarize all these things together, we see that it is a religious work.
当我们读加拉太书第五章的时候
，And when we read Galatians chapter 5，
保罗对加拉太的弟兄姊妹说
，Paul tells the Galatians，
基督已经释放了我们，叫我们自由了。
It was for freedom that Christ set us free。
你们不要再被奴仆的轭限制住。
Don't be subject again to a yoke of slavery。
我们知道那个。
So what is this yoke of slavery referring to? That is the Jewish religion. Because the Jewish religion has entered into the church at Galatia. And the doctrine has entered the church.And so it impacted the Galatian church. And so we see one of the effective weapons that the enemy has is religion. For us to define religion today, it seems like it's not a simple thing.So one time the Lord gave me a revelation regarding this. And we can come to a simple understanding of what religion is. In John, Gospel of John, chapter 4, verse
23,
Jesus was speaking to the Samaritan woman regarding what is true worship. And Jesus told the woman that today's worship is not done in a mountain or on a hill. Because Samaria has become this ecosystem of religion. But true worship entails worshiping in spirit and truth. So this gives us a simple definition. Anything that is not done in spirit and truth, that is religion. So brothers and sisters, today what God desires is worshiping in spirit and truth. He does not want us to engage in religious ways. And we know that one of the greatest works of the enemy is to turn the church into a religion. And how do we see Paul speak about this in Colossians? And if we look at Colossians, chapter 2,
这个第四节这里说,
verse 4 says, I say this so that no one will delude you with persuasive argument.
第八、第九节呢,
See to it that no one takes you captive through philosophy and empty deception according to the tradition of men, according to the elementary principles of the world, rather than according to Christ. I think we can just read verse 8. So we see here that this is a deception of the mind. And we see all this deception comes from things of the mind. And we see that there's so much deception today affecting so many millions. Because they rely on what is being spoken. And it seems to be logical. But then this creates a great deception. And so we see here that this has the ability to take people captive. And so willingly they all are taken captive. I don't think I have time to go through specific examples. I trust that brothers and sisters, you know such things. And so we see in the Colossian church, we see how they were attacked by such deception. We see that this sort of this philosophy and empty deceit being spread. Yesterday we spoke of the Corinthian church. And the second thing. If we look at chapter 2, verses
16 and 17,
therefore, no one is to act as your judge in regard to food or drink, or in respect to a festival, or a new moon, or a Sabbath day, things which are a mere shadow of what is to come, but the substance belongs to Christ. And so we see here the second thing, which is man's sort of thoughts and actions. And the most obvious thing is the Jewish religion. Jews preach circumcision. Or upholding the Sabbath. Or many different things when it comes to sacrifices. We know that the church was once greatly influenced by something. We see in church history in the 5th century when Christianity became Catholicism. All the worship became very ritualistic. And this is what man began to boast about. Brothers and sisters, we have such difficulties today. One of the greatest challenges today, I feel, is that we do not have discernment over what is spiritual and what is worldly. The actions that come out of this new life, that is spiritual. But what comes out of this natural life, that is fleshly. And we see it's hard to discern between fleshly and spiritual humility. Or we fail to differentiate between natural gentleness or spiritual gentleness. And it seems that people misunderstand and overlook such things. So sometimes I would hear from other brothers and sisters sharing about, oh, that person shared about something that was so suffering and miserable. And sometimes I don't have the guts to correct them. But in my innermost being, I know that these things are just fleshly things, or natural
things.
And so today's religion focuses a lot on works. And some people have brought these teachings into the church. So Paul tells the church to be on the alert. And also to be mindful of the days. Brothers and sisters, do we take hold of the days? Or do we pay attention to certain holidays and festivals? The Jews did so. Some people say Jews keep the Sabbath and Christians keep the Lord's Day. And as I said before, if it is not done in spirit and in truth, even if you keep the Lord's Day, there's no meaning to it. And of course, today, the Lord's Day is a day when brothers and sisters can gather, and that is a very precious thing. But if you only focus on keeping that day, there's not a lot of meaning. Only if you observe it in spirit and in truth, then will it be meaningful. And so Paul says here that it seems that they have cared about these things more than the substance. And so I hope we can come to understand what this means. We hear often today the teaching of sort of self-restriction. And we say that these are also people who love the Lord. Because if you don't love the Lord, you won't impose restrictions on yourself. So this seems to be for people who love the Lord imposing restrictions. When I was younger, I also wanted to be a good Christian. And I won't touch this and I won't touch that. And things that other people can do, I couldn't do. And when I do such things, it seems very miserable. So brothers and sisters, the Christian life is to act according to God's purpose. This is completely different. Because if you are drawn by Christ's love, then to make such sacrifices you think is very easy. Is this the case? Many of the younger ones, when they are dating, you tell them to do anything and it's fine. Because they don't think it's burdensome to do so in a relationship. Because they are drawn by love. And so if there is an issue within us regarding the love of Christ, then it seems very hard and difficult to be a Christian. And so man seems to have brought in sort of various regulations and restrictions. Brother, we're having technical difficulties, if you can hear us. Brother, are you speaking? We can't hear anything.
Okay. Say that again.
Can you try again, brother? Okay, yep. So let's go on to the third point, which is in chapter 2, verse 18. Here it talks about
Because
in And Colossae, there were some who were worshiping angels. And we can say that such things are mystical things today. And we know that in every religion there are some mystical things. And they use such things to capture, control man's heart. To get people to be scared. And we know that spiritual things do involve miracles. But those are to testify of God Himself. So our God is a mysterious God. He's not mystical. Because this mystery we can understand through revelation. So we can see, you know, at Colossae, at the Colossian church, the enemy used such things to attack them. And these things, once they enter into the church, then the church grows unstable. So that's why Paul tells them to stand firm in the will of God. Because these are the things that the enemy uses to destroy the church. And so how do we stand firm in such a condition? In Philippians chapter 4, verse 1, it tells us, it says to stand firm in the Lord. So brothers and sisters, it's not just mere understanding of such things that enable us to stand firm. But we need to stand firm in the Lord. And so in Colossians chapter 2, verse 7, there's an important verse. It says, having been firmly rooted and now being built up in Him and established in your faith, just as you were instructed, and overflowing with gratitude. So here it speaks of two important matters. And these are things we also need to heavily consider when it comes to service. The first is to be firmly rooted in Christ. So Christ previously shared a parable of the seeds. So some seeds fell on the rocky road and cannot take root. And because once the sun came up, they were unable to stand. So we need to be rooted in Christ, firmly rooted in Christ. So throughout these years, whenever I see great changes in the environment, those who are able to withstand such great changes are those who are firmly rooted. And so this being rooted is this firm foundation. So So when it comes to service, not only are we to be firmly rooted, we also need to help others be firmly rooted. I remember there was an older brother who spoke to me. So he used to meet in Shanghai. And at that time, Hua Chun-Ni was preaching there. And so the people did not fully understand yet. Because there was an elderly sister that was very good. Because she would also often invite brothers and sisters into her home. And she would explain further detail what Watchman Nee had preached. And so it seems that she had planted even more firm this root. So brothers and sisters, I believe that such a service is required today. Because I feel it is a great shame that in the past, when so many great messages were shared at special meetings, and people hear it and it just passes by their ears. But we need to have even more fellowship on this. And the older needs to help the younger. To help them plant, be more firmly rooted. And so this is such an important service in today's church. We know how important the root is for vegetation. Not only does it keep the plant firm, but the root is also the source where it receives nutrients. So I'm very thankful to the Lord. Because when I was younger, I heard many messages, and some have kept with me and some haven't. But there were other brothers who had this burden. And to help me, and this helped me realize I have this root in Christ. And so not only can we withstand various temptations and schemes, but now I can also directly receive nourishment from the Lord. So when Paul says we need to be firmly rooted, this is such an important thing. And the second thing is to be established. Or to be built up. So it's regarding this architecture. Because once you are rooted, once the foundation is built, then you build upon the foundation. So what does this mean? We know that the houses have the structure. So that's why Paul says that Christ needs to take form in your hearts. Fully formed. And today we need Christ to be fully formed in each of us. And this is so important. And it's not something that's relied on feelings or some mere words here and there. Because there needs to be this form. And Christ in us, we need to become more mature. Because this is the will of God. And this is God's goal for us, the goal that we run towards. And so in the Old Testament, we see that when God revealed His will, whether it's the temple or the altar, there are various forms. So this is a great importance to the Lord. And so today, the church is meant to exemplify Christ. So thus, Christ needs to be fully formed in the church as well. And so we need to have this being built up in this way. And so we see in church history throughout many revivals. We see that there are certain things that truly take on this form. So when it comes to things like communion or baptism or things regarding how brothers and sisters meet, there's a structure to these things. And these are important things. And so today when we talk about things like communion or baptism or head coverings, these are important things. And so we need to pay attention to such things. But not just external actions. But these things all pertain to the things that matter to Christ. So for example, one time at this location, there was a meeting. So to begin, we would start with communion. And we would break bread every week. And then we also emphasize the service of the body. And this foundation. And so after I left that place, another brother went. And he tried to change the way they met. He wants to bring them back into Christianity. But then he saw that there were two foundations that could not be shaken. For example, breaking bread was something he was unable to change. And then we also, because we had also emphasized service of the body, this was something he also could not change. So brothers and sisters, these things all pertain to what it means to be built up. And I know that there are many brothers and sisters who are serving, and I hope you understand what I'm saying. But what the most important thing is to be is for Christ to be more fully formed in each of us. And so, Paul, when it comes to standing firm in the Lord, tells us that there are two important things in Colossians. One is to be firmly rooted, and the other is to be built up. And so for us today, to be able to stand firm in the will of God, we need to go through even more vicious warfare. And we need to act in order for the church to accomplish the will of God, to be the testimony of Christ. And we know that these two matters will bring up even more vicious spiritual warfare. Because we see this very clearly in church history. So, for example, Martin Luther and the Reformation movement he led at the time. And he was fighting for the faith of the brethren to fight this war. To fight for the brethren's faith. And then 300 years later, the Brethren movement. They fought even more for the testimony of the church. So brothers and sisters, for us to be the stewards, we know that we need to undergo much testing. Especially now that we have come to the end times. This warfare has become even greater and more vicious. So we need to stand firm for the Lord. It is so imperative. So Paul tells us in Ephesians, we need to put on the full armor of God. That is for the whole church to put on this armor. So that we can stand, resist in the evil day. And so, verse English translation translates as evil day. Chinese says it's very difficult. Like you're grinding a. It's very grinding, yeah. In other words, it is very a difficult time. And so we're familiar with the words in Ephesians 6, right? But you cannot forget. We need to often consider this. That we need to gird, the church needs to gird the loins with truth. And we need to put on breastplate of righteousness and utilize His word. We need to practice this righteousness. Because the righteousness protects our heart. So that is to say, inwardly, we need to have this righteousness. And we need to practice this righteousness. We need to shod our feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace, to spread the gospel. You may also need the shield of faith to extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Because today there are so many false teachings, deceptions, conflicts, debates coming from every direction. But we block such things with faith. Because the evil one is sending these flaming arrows. And then we need to take the helmet of salvation. We need to understand the meaning of salvation. And the sword of the Spirit, which is revealing God's word to us. And so even though we are familiar with such things, it's so important to us. Because only by then can we withstand all the evil things. And so we need to also pray at all times in the Spirit. And so for us to stand firm in the will of God, this is the prayer of Epaphras. It says that Epaphras labors earnestly for you in his prayers. And in their original language, it gives off the sense of this fighting sort of warfare state. So brothers and sisters, today we are in a state of warfare. When we pray, it's like we're praying, fighting through prayer. And Epaphras was such a dear brother. We often say dear brothers, we don't say lovable brother. But Epaphras, his name means lovable. So he is indeed a lovable brother. Because he himself was a Colossian. And he was also jailed with Paul. So he says here that he's a bond slave of Jesus Christ. He is someone who is after the will of God. And he is a good example in the Colossian church. And the Colossian brethren were also greatly affected by Epaphras. And we can see this in Colossians 1, verse 7. Just because they have learned these things from Epaphras. So Epaphras cares very deeply about the Colossian church. So Epaphras desires for the brethren in Colossae to stand firm in the Lord. And he makes this this warring prayer. And how passionate was his prayer. That indeed the Colossae brethren would stand firm in the will of God. Especially when so many evil things are around them. That he would still be able to stand firm. So brothers and sisters, today while the Lord has still left us on this earth, The whole world is changing. And the church is also being greatly influenced through this storm. This is such a great test to us. And under such attacks, will we be able to stand firm? Will we be able to uphold the will of God and stand firm? If we are able to stand firm, when Christ comes back, we shall receive His praise. So when the Lord has not yet come back, while we still have some time on this earth, may we, each of us, be rooted in Christ and be built up. And may through our service, may other brothers and sisters also be rooted and built up. So that even more brothers and sisters can stand firm in the will of God. This is the most important purpose of our service. Brothers and sisters, we can see in the past couple of years, because of the changing environment, all these various difficulties and attacks, we see that the number of people who gather together is dwindling. And it seems that they cannot stand firm in the midst of this wave, and they're all washed away. So may the Lord have mercy on us, that in these end times, because we also know that this is the most glorious time, because those who are able to withstand will see the Lord return, and we'll see the kingdom of God descending. So may we be moved in our hearts, so that in these very chaotic times, each of us may be firmly rooted in Christ, so that we can stand up to this test. So brothers and sisters, this is the burden that I wanted, that I had for brothers and sisters to encourage you all. Because we live in a very peculiar time. May the Lord use these words to establish our hearts. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Lord Jesus, we indeed give you all of our thanks. You saved us because of your will. And you have kept us on this earth so that we may accomplish your will. So that the church on earth may uphold your will. And we know that today the church is going through a great storm. And the entire world is being shaken. And the enemy is using various schemes to deceive the brethren. To use many false teachings to shake our hearts. So Lord, we need your mercy. May you allow us to be firmly rooted in you and to be built up. So that indeed we may pass the test of this time. So that when you return, that when the wave subsides, we can be revealed with you in glory. So Lord, may you hear our prayer. And may the burden of this prayer also fill each of the brothers and sisters' hearts. So Lord, may you bless your word. And may the Holy Spirit lead us into this reality. We thank you for taking care and watching over us. May you please hear our prayer. We pray this in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.